T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We will talk some Brewers, though. Adam McAlvey from Brewers.com and MLB.com. He's here. Let's bring him in. Adam, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Bill? Good morning.
I'm doing well. Last night wasn't too great for the crew. But, you know, the funny thing is, we were sitting here talking about this yesterday, is that the Brewers have kind of remained somewhat innocuous, whether it's an up or a down, because the Bucks had such an incredible run. Now, don't get me wrong, Brewers fans are still checking the box scores every day. But I think people are coming down off of this hangover that was the Milwaukee Bucks, and now they're starting to set their sights back on the Brewers. Five out of the last 14 is what the Cubs have won, and the Brewers are still a half game back. And they have not been able to take advantage of the Cubs' starting pitching, which has been woeful as of late. So give me your assessment of what the Brewers have been able to do over the last few weeks.
Well, I mean, to me, and we've talked about this, Bill, we talked about it going all the way back to the winter. We looked at their schedule and saw the April against the Dodgers and Cardinals, and we saw the May that had that big, long road trip to Chicago, Atlanta, Philadelphia. Chicago, Philadelphia, Atlanta road trip. And I think when you look at the schedule as a whole, that's the toughest stretch of their entire six-month season. They navigated that, above water. You know, pretty significantly above water. Six, seven, eight games they've kind of been hovering around. I think that bodes well for them moving forward. They're in a stretch now where, you know, we're on one today, another off day. The off days become more plentiful. On paper, the opponents are not as stacked, you know, winning team after winning team. There's some breaks in the schedule, theoretically. So the schedule is just more favorable for them moving forward. And I think that they feel good about having cleared that difficult stretch, kind of in pretty good shape. So now we'll see what the rest of the summer holds. I think you're seeing more Miller Park-type games recently that it's warming up. More homers again, kind of the crowds are a little more live. I mean, they're kind of getting into the summer now. So this is the stretch. You know, you mentioned the Cubs going through a kind of a tough stretch for them. This is the point where you hope the Brewers, kind of take off a little bit and start playing some exciting baseball games.
The starting pitching has been so much better, which has obviously contributed to this team's ability to get wins. But it's just, what's been the turnaround?
Well, the timing of it coincided with Gio Gonzalez, and I don't know if Gio walked in the clubhouse and said some magic words to everybody else and they got going. This, to me, is one of the biggest mysteries of baseball. Why, you mentioned the Cubs going the other direction. Why is it that starting pitchers from one day to the next seem to feed off each other? Maybe that's just a sense that we get when they go through good and bad stretches, because those stretches stand out. But it really seems to me like a real thing that happens, where one or two guys get going and then everybody else kind of tries to pitch up to that level. And all of a sudden, you've got five guys going good at the same time. I don't know if it was Gio Gonzalez. It could also be Brandon Woodruff, who, since basically start number six, has been as good as you can pitch. It helps to have a couple of guys leading the way, and the Brewers have that. They have Zach Davies continuing to pitch well after a hiccup against the Reds. Chase Anderson's been okay when he's been a starting pitcher. So they have things going for them right now, and they have what they have right now is also depth, and maybe that'll make for some interesting choices coming up. Jimmy Nelson starts again tonight at AAA. We'll see how long he stays there. Maybe it's a long stint there. I don't know. They have Peralta and Corbin Burns pitching out of the pen right now. Are they going to want them back in the rotation at some point? So there are probably some decisions down the line, but they're right now at least in a position where they have good starting pitching and kind of choices behind those starters should somebody need to miss time. And that's a good place to be, because pitching is usually the thing that's going to send you on a hot streak.
If they can get Chassin right, boy, they'd be really they'd be smoking right now.
Chassin is a weird one because, you know, when you look at like the raw ERA, so you know that's kind of a measure of if you're in the fifth inning, what sort of a game is it? And it's often a close game when Chassin is in the fifth inning, based on what his ERA is in his recent starts. But then you just watch him in the eyeball test, and you look at some of the, you know, the other numbers, the hard hit rate, things like that, and he's not pitching nearly as well as he was last year. And he's a little bit of a mystery right now because he's made this career on this fantastic slider, and the slider is just not working the way it's supposed to work, whether it's bad location or hitters are just not reacting in the same way they did last year. They look much more comfortable against that pitch. And I think the Brewers are a little stumped right now of how to figure that out, and Chassin is a little stumped about how to figure that out. And I agree with you. If he gets going, he was the guy when they really got good late last year, at least from the starting pitching point of view, was the one leading the way. And it would be really important for them if he could do that again.
Let's go to Ryan Braun, who has just been the Ryan Braun that we knew back when he was hitting 35 home runs. I mean, what has been his turnaround? Just health?
Well, yeah, I've always said, Bill, I've said this to you probably before on the air, I don't know that there's been another player in my, whatever, 19 seasons that I've been sitting there watching every game for which performance is tied directly to health. When he's healthy and feeling good and his back is good and his knees are good, he's a beast. When he is, you know, hobbled by the back, by some other ailment, by the thumb that's bugged him off and on over the last 5 years, you see it in the at-bats. You just see it. And it's like two at-bats into a game, you can sort of look and see an 0-for-4 coming and an off day coming the next day. His performance is very much tied to how he's that good a hitter that if he's healthy, he's going to produce for you. And, you know, they've done this, they've tried to find the right pattern of playing time, and there have been hiccups this year again. He's definitely been banged up at times this year, but he looks like he's in a stretch right now where he's pretty healthy and he's producing.
The back issues, the thumb issue, nothing seems to be bothering him right now, right?
No, I mean, the back is something he gets treatment for constantly. You know, it's like good luck talking to Ryan Braun if you need for a story before a game, because his routine is almost down to the minute at this point. You know, the hot and cold pool, massage, probably the electrical treatment that they do, all kinds of different treatments that he does to stay loose and keep the back hot and keep it from tightening up on him. But then there'll be a stretch, and it'll come this year where, you know, he's just not able to play, and he needs a break because it's acted up. And that's where a guy like Ben Gamel comes into play, who's been quietly one of their more productive players
right this
year. If you look at some of the advanced stats. That's been important because you know that, you know, you're going to try to get 125 or so great games out of Ryan Braun, and that leaves a pretty good chunk of playing time for a guy like Gamel, not to mention filling in for Kane and Yelich when they need a break, and he's been pretty good in that role so far.
When you talk about Lorenzo Kane, he's kind of been up and down offensively. Is he more the 270-something hitter, or is he more the 300 hitter that we witnessed last year?
Yeah, I think if you asked him, he would say he's been way more down than up. I'm not even sure he would give himself credit for the ups and downs. He's been really disappointed with his offensive performance so far. He says he's chasing out of the strike zone, which is very not like him. You know, last year, his combination of on-base ability, just base running instinct, and defensive ability made him an MVP candidate. I mean, he wasn't an MVP candidate because he was hitting homers and driving in runs. It was getting on base and then being a pain in the butt on base and just being one of the best defensive center fielders there is. And the offensive side of his game is down this year. And, you know, he's trying to figure it out. And there was on that long road trip, he had a five-hit game early in the road trip. And it, for him, I think, felt like a kind of a – it just felt good to him to have a good day. but then there's been some frustration since then again. So he's pretty down. You know, he's tough on himself as a player, and I think he's been pretty down on the way he's performed with the bat, and is certainly a guy in search of a turnaround.
Adam, always good to chat. We will chat again next week. I know you had some stuff going on with Uke. Anything you can give us some light on?
A long-term project that will become clear later.
Okay.
It's really fun. It's been a fun summer so far, and there's more to come. I'll share more. I'll share more with you, Bill.
Okay. Give me a shout. All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. See ya.
There you go. That is Adam McAlvey of Brewers.com and MLB.com joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider, hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They'll be getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to SchneiderJobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to SchneiderJobs.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.